If you're a parent or a grandparent, do you want your kids or grandkids to learn to share? Of course you do. Of course you do. And God looks at you and says, I don't want you being a Grinch. I don't want you being a Scrooge. I don't want you to be a taker in life. I want you to be known as, she is a generous woman. He is a generous man. That guy has got a generous heart. That's what I want my kids to be known for.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Is Christmas just for Christians? The answer to that question may surprise you as we continue with our series called Christmas is for All People. Rick shows us how God wants each and every person on this planet to share in the blessing that comes from celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, just before today's message, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Christmas is Generosity.
Now, it's stated over and over and over in the Bible that God blesses those who are generous. There are literally hundreds of promises. Let me just show you four of hundreds in the Bible. Here's a couple. Deuteronomy 15. Give generously to others. He's talking about helping the poor here in this particular verse. Give generously to others and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, now circle that phrase, then because of this. He's saying, because you've been generous, you've helped people who were less fortunate. Because you shared with other people. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. You might circle all and everything. God says, I will bless all your work and everything you put your hand to. Do you want God to bless everything you put your hand to? Yes. Then you need to learn to not be a taker. You need to learn to not be a Grinch, a Scrooge, but to be generous with your time, with your compliments, with your money, with your energy. Be generous in every area of your life. Here, look at these other verses. Psalm 112, 5. Good will come to those who are generous. I want that to happen in your life this next year. I want good to happen. Proverbs 11:24. It is possible to give freely and become more wealthy, but those who are stingy will lose everything. In Proverbs 11:26, a generous man will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Now, do you really believe these promises, or is God just lying? I mean, there's more promises in the Bible about generosity than any other thing. Why? Because God wants me to learn. You know, this last week, I was in New York City, and I did 22 media interviews. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, BBC, Associated Press, Huffington Post. I did 22 different interviews. After one of those interviews, one guy looks at me after the cameras turned on, and he goes, why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? And I looked at him and said, I have learned the skill of generosity. I learned it early in life. Jesus said, it's more happy. Happiness comes more from giving than receiving. You don't understand that unless you've done it. It's far more fun to give it away than to receive it. And when you learn that, it creates, the happiest people in life are givers, not takers. As I said, misers are miserable. Most of you know my story. 37 years ago, when Kay and I got married, we said, every year of our marriage, we're going to try to be more generous than the year before. So we started 37 years ago tithing. Tithe means 10%. So 10% of our money, first year marriage, we just gave it away. We gave it back to God. You know, if I make a buck, 10 cents goes to God. If I make 10 bucks, a dollar goes to God. And it doesn't matter, just whatever. And so we did 10%. At the year of our first year marriage, at the end of our first year, we raised our giving to 11%. The end of our second year of marriage, we raised our giving to 12%. Our third year of marriage, we raised it 3%. Some years when finances were tight, the cupboard was bare, we were barely making ends meet, we were both out of work, we would raise our giving 0.25%. Because even in tight times, we wanted to be more generous than the year before. Break the grip of materialism, have our hearts grow bigger, be more like Jesus, trust God more. Now, we weren't trying to show off, because as you know, I didn't tell anybody about this for almost 30 years. It was just our little secret. Most of you know, this last year we raised it 1% again, from 90 to 91%. And we give away 91% of our income. You know I don't take a salary from Saddleback. We give away 91% of our income and live on 9. And I cannot outgive God. He keeps blessing me and blessing. God says, we'll play this game. You give to me and I'll give to you and we'll see who wins. I want you to learn that joy.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. There's more from Pastor Rick coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, either on CD or MP3 download. Your choice. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. Or you can call 800-600-5004 for more info. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, there's a sixth reason why you need to learn generosity. And Tom's going to come and share that. And then I'm going to close real quickly on the way to do it and the way to not do it.
The sixth reason is it's an investment. It's an investment for eternity. An eternal investment. What you give on earth is actually banked in heaven. Jesus taught us this. That's where we learn this, from Jesus. Jesus said, look at the next verse in your outline. Use your worldly resources to benefit others. In this way, your generosity stores up a reward for you in heaven. Jesus says it not only benefits them, it also stores up a reward for you, not just on this earth, but also into all eternity in heaven. You've heard that old phrase, you cannot take it with you, but you can send it ahead. You can send it ahead. Let me tell you something I've really enjoyed this last month. I've been listening to a message series my son Ryan's been teaching in Lower Manhattan Community Church. He's a pastor out there. And he's got mostly young Wall Street guys in his church, and he's been teaching them about giving, talking to them about the fact that giving is not only a good thing to do, it is the wisest thing to do. These guys are working with investments all day long. Their investments, everybody else's investments. And he's talking about the fact that, of course, if you make an investment for a short term, that's a good thing. But the longest term investment is the best thing. And an investment that lasts all the way into eternity, God rewards our investments. I know some people who think, well, I'll just ignore the fact that God rewards it. That's like saying, I'll pray and not think that God might answer it. It's not selfish to recognize that God loves you enough to want to reward the good things that you do, not only on this earth, but also all the way into eternity. You can make it selfish. Some people do. I understand that. But it is not selfish. It's at the core of giving. It's an investment for eternity. Jesus said, I want you to do this because I love you. I want you to store up treasure not just on this earth. It's not going to last long here. The best investment on this earth just lasts your lifetime. It just lasts as long as you live, or maybe partway into your kids' lives. I want you, Jesus said, to make an investment that's going to last all the way into eternity, that I can reward forever and ever. Now, how do you do that? Look at the next verse on the outline. 1 Timothy 6, 18 and 19 says, here's what you do. Tell them to use their money to do good. Always be ready to share with others whatever God has given them. By doing this, they'll be storing up real treasure for themselves in heaven. It's the only safe investment for eternity. Anybody want to talk about a few unsafe investments on this earth? There's some unsafe investments, but this one's safe. And they'll live a fruitful Christian life down here as well. There is no greater investment. There is no greater investment than the kingdom of God, because it is an investment that not only blesses people in this life, changes this world, it lasts in your life and in other people's lives all the way into eternity. It is a protected investment, a proven investment. It pays the greatest dividends, and it's a no-risk investment because you're investing with the one that you trust the most. There is no better choice when I give than to realize what I'm giving is not only making a difference right now, it's going to make a difference forever.
Now, let's shift gears in about 2 minutes here, a couple minutes, talk about how to do it right. Because you can give to people and actually harm them. You can give to the poor in a way that you harm them. You create dependency. You rob them of dignity. You create a what have you done for me lately attitude with your kids and all kinds of things like that. So you want to give correctly, not incorrectly. So how do I learn the skill of generosity? Okay, well, the first thing, write this down. The first thing you got to do is realize it's not about how much I give. Generosity has nothing to do with the amount. Let me say it again. Generosity has zero, nada, zip, nothing to do with the amount. The amount is irrelevant. It's all about attitude. Generosity is about attitude, not about how much. So if you're going to learn to be generous, you got to realize it's not about how much you give. It's not that at all. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 12 says this. If you're really eager to give, in other words, to be generous, it isn't important how much you're able to give. Okay, he says it's not amount, it's attitude. It's not about your wealth, it's about your willingness to help other people, to show love to other people, to honor God, to help anybody else. It's not about how much. God wants me to develop three attitudes, and they're all in this next verse, 2 Corinthians 9. You must make up your own mind as to how much you should give. Don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. He's talking about Christmas gifts or any kind of gift. For God loves the person who gives cheerfully. Now, in that passage, he says that authentic generosity has three characteristics. Now, folks, there's fake generosity. You don't want that. You don't want phony generosity. Phony generosity is what you see in the paper all the time. It's people who get their picture in the paper because they gave $1,000 to something at some philanthropy thing, and they went to a dinner that the meal itself was several hundred bucks, and then they're going to get a plaque, and then they're going to get their name in the picture in the paper. They're getting all their reward. God says they got their reward there. They're not getting anything out of it. That's fake generosity. That's fake philanthropy. That's phony generosity. God says, no, that's not what I want. I want you to be an authentically generous woman. I want you to be an authentically generous man. Real generosity has three attitudes. First, authentic generosity is always thoughtful. That means you think about it. You don't do it impulsively. You don't do it emotionally. You think about it. First, it says you must make up your own mind. Nobody can tell you what to give. It's your decision. It's thoughtful. You make up your own mind. You don't give impulsively. You think about it. You pray about it. Now, this is something I had to learn in my life, because I used to think that the best kind of giving was spontaneous. Kind of get a quiver in my liver and I get moved emotionally and I pull out my wallet. I'm going to give for that. No, that's okay, but that's not the best kind of generosity. You know, I'm sitting there watching TV and all I see all these poor mistreating dogs. And I go, oh, my heart goes out to all these poor dogs. And I go, I'm going to give to SPCA. That's an emotional-based giving. God says, no, you want to make up your own mind. It ought to be thoughtful. It ought to be rational. You ought to think it out. This is going to shock you. God wants you to plan your generosity. You ought to plan it, which is one of the reasons why I like online giving, because I go, I want to give this much each week. I want to give this much each month. I want to give this over a year. You can do online giving at Saddleback or most any charity or place like that. Your plan is important, and so it's a deliberate decision. It's thoughtful, based on prayer and consideration. Number two, authentic generosity is voluntary. Nobody forces you to give. Nobody pressures you to give. Nobody makes you feel guilty to give. In fact, you don't do those things. It says, make up your own mind. Don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. Never, never, never give out of guilt, because you don't get any credit for it, and it doesn't grow your heart. Never get out of pressure. If you ever feel pressured to give by anybody, you say, sorry, my pastor told me not to give. If you ever felt pressured by me, don't give, because you don't get any credit for pressured giving. So you might as well not even give. That's not generosity, that's pressure. Never give out of guilt. Never give out of pressure. Never give reluctantly, because that's not generosity. And remember, it's all about attitude. It's grin and bear it. Well, I got to give. If you don't want to give a gift to somebody this Christmas, don't. Because you're not getting any credit for it in heaven. You're not getting any spiritual benefit out of it because you're giving reluctantly under pressure. Don't give gifts to people you don't want to give gifts to. If you don't want to buy somebody dinner, don't buy him dinner. It's just real simple because it's thoughtful and it's voluntary. Number three, authentic generosity is always cheerful. It's thoughtful, make up your own mind, voluntary, not reluctantly under pressure, and it's cheerful. God loves the person who gives cheerfully. I saw a bumper sticker that day said, God loveth a cheerful giver, he also accepteth from a grouch. Yeah, well, he may accept it, but you don't get any points for it, so you may as well not give. Because God only wants the giving to be done, whether it's to him or to anybody else, to people, to the poor, if it's done cheerfully. Now, I've told you this before. This word cheerful in the Bible, in the Greek, is the Greek word hilarios. You know what word we get from that? Hilarious. If you can't give hilariously, don't. Just be a Grinch. Be a miser. Be a Scrooge, because you don't get any credit for it unless you can give to somebody cheerfully. You know, Saddleback is a happy church. You know why it's a happy church? Because this is a giving, generous church. Incredibly generous. Now, here's your homework as your pastor who loves you. Practice every kind of generosity during Christmas. Why don't you practice being generous with your praise? Don't just tell people good job. Really, really pray. Be effusive. Be generous with your praise. We're always generous with our criticism. Don't be generous with that. Be generous with your praise. Be generous with your gratitude. When you thank people, don't just say thank you. Thank them extra special. Practice being generous in your thankfulness. Be generous with your service, serving other people. When if your wife's out doing Christmas shopping, clean up the house while she's gone. She'll faint when she comes home. Okay, but just, you know, just do something over the top generous in service, like stay up all night and clean it all up or whatever. Do some laundry. Be generous with your service. Be generous with your giving. If you want to give gifts, go ahead and do it. But be generous in your giving. Do it thoughtfully. Do it voluntarily. Do it cheerfully. Be generous with God. You know what is an amazing thing is that Christmas is Jesus' birthday. We give gifts to everybody except the birthday boy. If you think about that, Americans will spend billions of dollars on Christmas presents with others. Can you imagine going to a party where you gave everybody at the party a gift except the person who had the birthday? Let me ask you a real simple question. What are you giving Jesus for his birthday this year? What do you give the guy who has everything? Well, you might start by giving him your heart if you haven't done that. You might say, God, I want to give you, Jesus, my birthday gift to you is I'm going to give you the first part of every day this next year. I'm going to get up in the morning, spend a few minutes just praying, reading the Bible. I'm going to give you the first part every day. I'm going to give you the first day of every week. I'm going to be in church on Sunday every week. I'll give you the first day of the week to honor you. God, I'm going to really make you, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm trying to teach my grandkids generosity, to be not takers in life, but like Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to rickwarren.org. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for any time at all, you know that God wants to change your life. He wants you to become more and more like Jesus. He wants you to learn to love other people the way Jesus loves them. And He wants you to have more faith than you've ever dreamed possible. How does that happen? It happens because God is in the business of changing lives. And how does He transform us? Through His Word. The more time you spend in the Word of God, the more time you're going to become like God in your character. The more your life will be transformed. Now, to help you understand God's plan of transformation for you, I put together a collection of 6 messages that listeners have told me were particularly helpful when they needed a particular change in their life. I call these the transformation messages, and these messages will strengthen your spiritual and emotional health, and they're going to teach you how to make the changes to become all that God wants you to be and that you want to be. Now, I want to send these 6 messages to you as a gift, just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving here at the end of this year, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point in the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in your end of the year gift in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. As we approach this new year, would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. And by the way, let me know that you're praying for this ministry. Write me. I love to get stories from you. It's such a blessing to know that you're supporting this ministry in prayer. You can email me, rick@rickwarren.org. God bless you.
If you'd like a copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, for yourself or a friend, please contact us today by going to rickwarren.org or by calling 800-600-5004. You can choose either an audio CD or an MP3 download. And remember, your financial gift to Daily Hope will be doubled up to $100,000. That's rickwarren.org or call 800-600-5004. Again, thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.